acting has to be believable, okay? If it's not believable, nobody will give a shit. Nobody's going to the movie theater to pay $20 nowadays to watch bad acting. Hey everybody, it's Wendy Elaine Wright, and welcome to my podcast, Secrets of a Hollywood Talent Manager. I'm so glad that you're here, and every week I'm going to give you some tips, tricks, and secrets that you can apply to your acting career. Hey actors, it's Wendy Elaine Wright, the Hollywood Talent Manager. Guess what? I'm going to give you a little bit of an acting class today, and here's why. I see so many actors, demo reels, acting clips, and mostly I don't believe what I see in them. I don't believe it. I don't believe that you are that character. I don't believe that you're in that situation. Why? Because you don't know what you're doing yet as an actor. And I'm going to talk to you about how to get there. In my Facebook group, Talent Managers for Actors. And if you're not a member of that, first of all, let me tell you, join it. It's absolutely free. And every single week, I think we have 108,000 actors there now. And there's about 150 agents, managers, casting directors, working actors, producers, writers that are all a part of that group. We're one big, beautiful, happy community, and we would love to have you. And if you're already a member, you know that every Monday we have something called Monologue Monday, which means you can present a brand new monologue every single week of the year. That's 52. Maybe you've done it once or twice. Maybe you do it every single week. The more you do it, the more experience you get breaking down scenes and putting out a new character, putting out a new set of circumstances, emotions, attitudes. And the more you work that acting muscle, right? But also, people in the industry are getting familiar with your work. They're watching you every week. They're starting to get familiar with your face. They start to see who's good and who's not good. And agents and managers are paying attention. A lot of actors get signed at the TMFA. It's called the TMFA, Talent Managers for Actors. A lot of actors get signed there because they're showing their work in public and everybody's watching. So if you're really good, or you're learning to be really good, or you have some really good monologues, put them up. I watch them. And a lot of the times I'm not impressed. I see overacting. And not just there, okay? When people submit to me, they want me to represent them. Well, I'm not managing actors a lot right now, okay? Because I'm really busy teaching, coaching, running the YouTube channel, running my Hollywood Winner's Circle Academy. But people still submit to me. I look at those clips and I'm not that impressed. If I was, I would just forward it to some other managers I know and say, hey, this client might be right for you. That's the beauty of being a manager. You can refer them to other agents, other managers, if it's not for you. I don't refer most people because their stuff is shit. Oh, that's not Wendy. That's not nice. Ha, it's just realistic. This to try to help you do better work. You might have been in a ton of acting classes. You might even have an MFA, Masters of Fine Arts, from some kind of college like Juilliard or Yale Drama School, and you still might not be able to act. Your acting has to be believable, okay? If it's not believable, nobody will give a shit. Nobody's going to the movie theater to pay $20 nowadays to watch bad acting, okay? I'm surely not. What's the difference between good acting and bad acting? Let me give you some information about it. I'm so silly. Good acting is when we believe that you are really in that circumstance and that that thing you're upset about or happening to you is really happening to you. That's it. Okay, but how do I get there, Wendy? How do I do that? You have to bring yourself to the role. Well, what do you mean by that? Well, what I mean is, inside of you are emotions. You have fears. You have anger, hatred, love. You have all kinds of emotions. And you have to be able to tap into your emotions and bring it right up. Now, I want to tell you, one of the things that causes you to tap into an emotion are thoughts. That's it. Thoughts are so easy. That's like when you think about something, you get emotional. Try it sometimes. And here's how. Think about the thing that upsets you most. Some of the things that really upset you, okay? For example, for me. I'm getting upset, but I haven't even talked about it yet. If someone puts a cigarette out in the eye of a dog, we got a problem. We got a problem. When I think about, even think about it, I get upset. It's not because I'm trying to force myself to be upset. It's because that genuinely upsets me. Right? And if I'm genuinely upset by a situation, you don't know what's causing me to be upset. I can say the line, why are you doing this to us? And I'm thinking in my mind about someone putting a cigarette out in a dog's eye. And I'm upset about that. And I want to know why you're doing this to us. Right? The line is just the line. You have to find what makes you upset. What makes you angry. Another one that makes me upset is when I think of my dad not being here on this planet anymore. Can't even talk about that. All right. So let's say I'm in a scene and I'm having a conversation with you and I'm wondering why you're doing this. I thought we were happy. Why would you? Now, see, I can snap right out, snap back in. It depends on what I'm thinking about. You have to look inside yourself and find what really upsets you. Now, I can think about what really makes me happy. And you start to light up inside. And even when you're joyful, you might start to cry. But you know what really makes me happy? When I see people helping other people. When I see people going out of their way to help other people. That just reminds me how beautiful human beings can be. And because I'm thinking about that, my heart is sparkling inside. And you can see from my expressions and my feeling in my body that I'm in a different place than I just was. And I'm not forcing it. I'm not trying to be anything. I'm just genuinely connecting with my heart to something that genuinely makes me happy. That means your facial expressions will change. The energy in your eyes, your heart, your spirit will change. That's acting. It's not any more complicated than that. When you read the script and it says, you know, blah, 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 whatever. You sit down and you start thinking, okay, I need to have a beginning, middle, and end to this script. I can't just do it all in one tone. Blah, blah, I mean, I'm yelling through the whole thing. No, you're not. Nobody wants to see an actor yell through an entire scene. Okay, stop that. You also don't want to, I mean, like, that's what's not believable. Life has levels. At the same time, I'm thinking about my dad. Just say it and I'm starting to get upset. As soon as I think about that. But doesn't mean that I can't smile while I'm talking about it. Because I remember all the good things that me and my dad have together. And I remember us going to the Yale Library. And I know how much he loves to write his books. And I just remember all the good things. So I can be upset about it and smile at the same time. I'm not going to cry all the way through it because it's boring, right? Okay, so look, I know my dad's still here. I'm allowing my feelings to come up. That's what you do as an actor. You allow your feelings to come up. So when you're doing a script and you look at this situation, you think, okay, well, what are the things that trigger my real feelings and emotions? And maybe sometimes it's a different thing. Maybe what makes you sad is not putting a cigarette out. I'm about to fuck somebody up if they're doing that. I feel like I can get the anger out too from it. One time at band camp, I was in Hollywood and there was a guy on the corner with a dog on his leash swinging it around in air. Man, the rage came over me. I wanted to fly over there and knock him out, but other men jumped in and got him before I could even. I ran that way, but I couldn't even get to him as fast as those men were there. Punching him, kicking him, getting the dog free. And at that point, I would have stopped because, you know, I'm not a bad person. I'm not evil. I would have punched him a couple times and taken the dog away. But these men kept beating up on him. Okay, you're going too far. I think your adrenaline kicked in. And the point is, maybe I think about somebody putting a cigarette out in a dog's eye. That can make me sad. That can make me angry. Or I think about a different thing. him swirling that dog around. That'll piss me off right away. I might think about something else that makes me sad. I might think of something else that gives me hope. Like when I raise money for those kids that have the cleft lip, it's $250 to give us for a surgery for Smile Train. And that changes a kid's life. That like totally changes the way that they smile and the way they appear to people, which changes how people treat them. And you can totally impact a person's life with one gift. So whenever I have extra money, I buy one of those surgeries, you know, or if I'm raising money for Uganda, there's houses in Uganda being built from my school, HWC. We sponsor 9 kids with World Vision. If I think about all of the actors at HWC who have contributed to those things over the years, it literally makes me so fucking proud and happy. So what if I had a list of emotions, my true emotions? Same for you, okay? It's called like doing your homework. How do you do your homework on a scene? First, you do your homework about who you are as a person in life, okay? Get a piece of paper and write down an emotional journal. What makes you mad in this world? I can write a lot of things down. Okay, politics is one of them. Nobody ever fucking solves anything. That's another story. What makes me sad? What makes me cry? What makes me feel in love? Write down the experiences you've had in your life, the movies you've seen, the moments that bring you to your fullest emotions. And then when you're working on a scene, choose from those. Choose those thoughts. It'll bring you right to your most authentic self, which means your work will be authentic. We're hearing you say the words of the script that someone else wrote, but we're watching you have genuine emotions, and our imagination blends those together. Oh, she must be having that emotion crying because of this thing in the scene. Not necessarily. I might be thinking about a whale that beached somewhere, but the audience doesn't know the difference. You don't know what the actor's thinking. But I promise you, if the actor is not thinking thoughts that bring their own emotions up, we'll never believe it. Because, hear me when I say this, kids, if you don't feel it, your audience will never feel it. If you don't feel it, and I don't mean I'm pretending like I feel it. Look, I'm really upset. Look, I'm not feeling a fucking thing when I do that. That's pretending. Acting is not pretending. Acting is having genuine emotions that you would have in your life, that you do have in your life, in a made-up circumstance. Whatever's on that script has been made up by somebody. It's not actually happening. But when you mix that script with your real-life experience from shit you've been through, divorces, breakups, deaths in your families, joy, marriage, birth of your children, your best friend, you know, is having a baby, whatever. When you have real joy, and you bring that mixed with the imaginary circumstance, then you have believability in your work. I can always tell in a scene whether an actor is really feeling anything. If they're screaming all the way through, I know they're not, because in real life, that's not how people work. If I'm upset with you, I'm gonna be trying to make you feel a certain way, okay? Let me tell you that. If I'm upset with you, I'm gonna be trying to make you feel bad, because I want you to know what a jerk you are. And I might use a harder tone with you than I might use a sarcastic tone with you. I'm going to try all kinds of ways, because in real life, we change it up. Oh, you didn't hear me when I said it the first time? Well, maybe now you're going to hear it. And then I might throw something across the room. I'm going to change what I'm doing. If an actor's doing the same thing all the way through, I know they haven't really thought about this moment in the scene. They haven't thought about their own life, their own reactions. And they're not trying to bring it to a truthful place. They're just trying to be what they think people want to see. Right? I'm just trying to do what I think people want to see. I'm acting like I'm upset. Not good enough. Nobody wants to see somebody acting like they're upset. If we went to a dinosaur movie and we didn't really believe there were dinosaurs coming after somebody, it would take away the whole experience. The whole reason Jurassic Park works is because we really believe we're in that world and that those dinosaurs are dangerous and that those people are really scared. But remember, a lot of that's done with a green screen. There is no dinosaur. They're scared of the thin air. So what makes them believable? They're using their own imagination in the circumstance about things that make them really scared. And they're allowing those feelings to come up and be present about whatever it is that scares you. So what can you do to become a better actor, to become a believable actor? Practice going to those emotional places. Get your emotional workbook, which you're now gonna work on, your emotional journal, pick an emotion and practice being in it. Not because you have an audition, not because you're on set working, just because you need to practice that part of your instrument. Turn on the joy, how? Start thinking joyful things, turn it off. Turn on the anger, how? Start thinking angry things, turn it off. Turn on the joy again, turn it off. Anger, turn up, turn off. Just by changing your thoughts. And know what kind of thoughts and situations bring you to those emotions. And if you can flow back and forth between those emotions, then you've mastered your tool as an actor. And that's what I suggest you work on. That's going to make you believable. That's going to make us resonate with your work. That's going to make you so damn good, they'll never forget you. Hey, thanks for listening. And I never want to end a podcast without saying these words. Now repeat after me. I am strong. I am beautiful. I am loved. I am worthy. Yes, you are. And I love you. Tune in next week for my next podcast episode. Have a great week, and I'll see you then.